Blackstone Audio presents Waiting for Columbus by Thomas Trothemach. Dedication for Cindy Lou and Kathleen Marie Trofimek. Imagine a man standing on a rocky shoreline, looking out to sea, pondering the question, the same question we whisper when we look up at night into a star-crazed sky. Swirls of light millions of years old, everything moving away or toward or around. What's out there? This man is an average guy, except for this need he has when it comes to the ocean. He is a man who will go out of his way to stand on beaches and look out to sea. He will pull over to the side of a highway or a road. He will get off a train or disembark a bus, and then stand at the edge of whatever ocean is there with his awe and wonder vibrating. Often, depending on how he feels, he will hum Barber's Adagio for Strings. He thinks he remembers this music was one of the pieces played at JFK's funeral. He could be wrong about this, but it is easy for him to imagine this music. A military band playing stately, painfully, marching in front of a long line of black vehicles. It is the perfect music for the funeral procession of a president. And it is the ideal music for oceans. Oceans are big enough to handle the sorrow of Barber's Adagio. Sometimes the first notes of this music are just there, in the back of his throat, waiting, ready. He begins to hum the first note, and the following notes seem to know what they must do to make the melody. It's raining. He's wearing a ratty dark blue baseball cap that's seen better days. It's pulled down to his eyebrows as protection from the rain. He shakes his head, marvels at the redundancy of rain while standing next to an ocean.